Okay, bitches.
Right. Are you, do you want to record you?
Recording here, yeah. I've got that okay, bitches.
When I said okay, bitches.
I've got that there. I'm going to keep that bit in. You've started, Robin.
Hello and welcome to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast, episode 41.
Yes.
By the way, have you asked Intern Gary how he spells 41?
How do you spell 41, Gary?
So I spelt it. I spelled episode 40. Last time we'd done that is F-O-U-R-T-Y.
Which is 40.
40.
Yeah. 40?
And then I spelled 40 right for 41 and then went, oh no, it's not. It's 40, isn't it? So I went back and changed it. And then I've been ridiculed for spelling it 41.
You actually tried to blame me for it as well, I think you think.
I'm from Dundee of 41.
Farty.
Sorry, was that a Dundonian accent? It sounded more Italian.
It's more Aberdeen accent. 41.
Intern Gary, when he's doing accents, he just thinks that if he says the place name, then
that'll
you'll believe
help.
That he's from there. I can. I Dundee, I can.
Italy.
Yes, that's a new go. One that we found out.
Italy.
Italy. Italy is the name of a chain of restaurants in Italy. There's one in London. There's a few in Dubai. There's one in Toronto as well, because I was there when I visited my son.
Anywhere else?
Italy.
You listed quite a few countries there.
Oh, the only ones that I've ever been to, okay. I don't know. You're getting fucking smart. Yeah?
I think it's because it's the podcast, you can say what you like, which is kind of true. You can.
You're not too big for a line. I clip you around the ear hole. Would that be allowed?
Of course, I would
the
love to
hole.
Clip them on the ear hole.
Yeah. Why the ear
would you prefer the arsehole?
My mum and dad listen to this.
Because there's no...
They don't want me to think about me getting clipped on the arsehole.
Clip you
no matter
the
how
arsehole.
Often it happens.
Why would you do that? Why would you say that? Intern Gary's been talking a lot this week about the fact that he does Taekwondo and you have to... Was it only self-defense? You can't go and attack
taekwondo
someone.
Taekwondo is a defensive martial
so,
art.
So apparently he said that they're told if someone tries to attack you or fight you, you should run away rather than fight back. So if someone said to you, Gary, I'm going to clip you in the arsehole, would you run away?
Would you not? If someone said, Alan, I'm going to clip you in the arsehole,
I would ask
you
why.
Would say, well...
why?
Don't get me like, why not?
Unzipping your trousers, well...
Oh, right, okay, too much.
This Saturday's taking a turn. I want to come out for a pint of milk.
Hurry up, I think I can hear the police coming.
So
what's on episode 41? That's the big question.
It's a very busy week, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Despite me being off.
Yeah, well, you're on a lot of podcasts.
Well, that's good.
This is your first podcast in nearly 2 weeks.
Anybody tuning in, Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. He fucking wasn't on it.
Well, do you know, when you were off for 2 weeks, of course, this is the first podcast in 2 weeks, McCully, who was covering for you, he wanted to do the podcast without you. And I said, we can't do Robin Galloway takes on a podcast without Robin Galloway. It wouldn't make a lot of sense.
He wouldn't have liked that.
What?
He wanted to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
You wanted to do it as well.
I wanted to do it badly.
Did you?
We actually considered just
so bad.
Doing our own one, just me and him.
Yeah, I wasn't getting involved.
Not to do with pure radio, just talking about random stuff.
Right. Well, look, good luck with that.
Thanks. You can produce it.
No. Not going to happen. Shall we start the podcast?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's go for it. Oh, there's loads of good stuff on it. Oh, so if you start... Oh, oh, ah! Ooh, oh, right in the arsehole. I'm having a look down the show running order here, and it says Robin AI. What is this?
It's actually not AI. It's do you remember you got in touch with the show when you were off? You sent us through a voice note.
No.
Remember when you were in Dubai and you were listening to the show and
no,
you were really
I didn't.
Happy and you sent a little voice note in to the show? That is what this is.
I never contacted anybody when I was
there.
You
did. You sent through this little voice note. Do you not remember?
No. This was just after the performance review.
Yes.
With Alan and McCully.
You're remember? So happy.
At the pub, you FaceTimed us.
No.
Yeah.
What have you been saying
what
about
were you
me?
Drinking on holiday?
God love us. Have I pressed this button?
Hit the button,
hit the button, okay.
Alana and McCully's performance review went really well. They are having a deserved day off today, but we'll be back over the weekend and next week. Also, I've heard your voice notes. Listeners, noted. I won't be returning to the show. I'll send
Australian.
A wind-up through sometimes. Intern Gary, why are you deep-frying eggs? Go home immediately. Filthy animal. Anyway, I'm away to tan the cheeks.
Yeah, like I would say that.
We were thinking, like, what do you think Robin's up to right now? And I thought...
Lying on the beach with a thong.
Yes.
Intern Gary thought, what would Robin say? He's the kind of guy that would tan his cheeks. That's definitely what he's doing on his holiday right now.
Wow. We thought you want to get that summer body.
Gee, that's weird listening to yourself though, isn't it? I mean, I know it's not me, but there is a little bit of the tone that's
there's
right.
There's something there that sounds...
The tone, that's like you when we did you, remember?
Hi team, Elena here, calling from Paris, having a great time, eating snails.
There's bits of it that are, you know, but then...
Yeah. Alana and McCully's performance review went really well. They are having a deserved day off today.
Yeah, then it kind of goes a bit weird and
Australian. Do you think we could get to the point where we would be able to AI an entire show without any listeners noticing?
I think... yes, really worryingly, but in a couple of years' time, yeah, we're all, there's no way. I mean, intern Gary, you try and make a career in this industry. Forget it, mate. You're going to be replaced by a bloody robot.
Didn't see that one coming.
No. Do robots have enough charisma for it, though?
Well, do you?
You knew that was coming. You walked right into that.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Season 2.
Sorry. Part of the studio just fell to bits there. That would have made such a good sound if the microphone
your
was open.
Ring fell on the desk. It's never good.
Alana just punched Robin's ring.
Was that you that moved it?
It was my microphone.
Oh, right.
She's meant to move it. She's
break a part of the ring.
The plastic.
The ring light, that is.
That's not good. Yeah, it's the ring light in the studio.
Yeah. Makes us look nice and handsome.
All right. Is it going to click back on?
Yeah, it should
phone,
do, yeah.
I should phone the IT helpline.
HR?
My ring's just fallen.
Yes, exactly. Imagine that conversation.
Oh, is your ring broken?
Yeah.
I've broken my ring.
Don't snap it back into place. Oh, there you go.
Snap my ring.
It's all the stress of being back.
Imagine going to accident emergency with that one.
I've snapped my ring. And what finger was this ring on?
How would you even manage to do that?
Oh my God. That was the receptionist. How did you even manage to do that? So now you're going to test me on what happened on the show when I was away.
We want to see how well and how much you were actually listening.
Well, you know, as a boss, I should be listening to all the outputs of the radio station 24/7, even when I'm on holiday.
Yes, absolutely. You should have been listening to us by the pool. We're about to find out just how much you did catch.
Okay.
Question number one. Who did we have on Thursday's show? Was it A, a butler, B, a scientist,
a butler,
C,
definitely a butler,
a live band, or D, the king?
The king?
Oh, see, now you're debating.
Elvis.
Yes.
No, 100% it was a butler.
You want to lock that in?
Yes, locking in butler. And?
That's correct. Yeah, well done.
He was good as well. I liked him.
He was very good. One out of five so far for you.
That was good. How do you do?
Yeah, how do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. See? I know that language.
I was watching.
That was a video we did post online.
Yeah, that's
very true.
Okay, what is the most amount of money we gave away on Scoffable Brew Pong?
And there's a multiple choice here?
So there is. A, 1,000. B, 350. C, 260. Or D, £65.
Well, 265, 100%.
265?
Yeah, I'm looking in 265.
350.
You gave away £350.
Yeah,
I was too good with that one. Sorry.
Right,
we'll talk about that
amazing.
At 10.
Right. Okay, question number three. What was the problem with listener Benny Berry's window wipers? A, the mechanic was broken, so it was making a loud noise. B, they wouldn't turn off. C, he only has one. Or D, they don't wipe away the rain.
No, they go all the time, even when it's bright sunshine.
Correct. Yes.
Again,
well done.
Again, you posted the video.
Well, not all these questions through.
Okay. Right. Okay. Question number four.
Yeah.
What song did McCulley remix Bin Larry Gary's voice note to on the first week? Was it ABBA, Thank You for the Music?
No, we did that before.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Bruce Springsteen, Summer of 69, or Michael Jackson, Billie Jean?
100% it was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because I've just seen it.
Oh, that's cheating. There's a little clip if you want to play
very
it.
Very good, by the way. Very good. I like this.
Good morning for Gary and the Larry and the Drever, ready, steady, Freddy.
What a talent,
okay.
Eh?
Over the crack of dawn, and he's heads off the pulley. Standing in for Robin, it's the star man, McCulley. Ably assisted by the lovely Alana, with a smile as cheery as an upturned banana.
Banana.
And macking up the trio often seen on safari.
That beat.
The man that marks the animal
stands,
that's right, it's in Tim Gary. That's a pure radio breakfast show rap, folks. Kick-a-kick-geezy!
Well done, pal. That was good.
Incredible.
What a talent. No wonder Bin Larry Gary is up there at the top of the leaderboard.
So this last question was requested by McCulley. Intern Gary, you're not going to like this one. How many times did intern Gary have the out? Now, that is the end part of when we're talking and then you play the music. And the 2 weeks that you were off, was it A, 34, B, 5, C, 120, or D, 1?
Well, I feel that this is loaded against intern Gary, so I'm going 1.
That is correct!
It was a superb one, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me what happened?
Yeah, if you'd like.
See, that's bad when you remember.
Unfortunately, there's not time for that.
Oh.
So, Yeah. So there you are. I told you I was listening.
Yeah, you've done really well.
To be fair, I feel like actually we picked too many questions that we posted online.
I was certainly watching your stuff on social media, that's for sure.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Next week, intern Gary takes on Robin Galloway. He really wants this job. Fight!
Pure Radio.
Hello to Love and Life Leslie, who sent a little message through. She's got the Pure Radio Scotland app. It's the best way to get in touch, by the way. And we love when you download that. Download it for free. Just search Pure Radio Scotland. She says, morning, guys. Halfway through the week, I saw this and thought of you, Robin. Have a great day. I don't know. Should I open this?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's bee chat. Don't worry.
Oh. So it's two beekeepers. Excuse me. I ordered a dozen bees, but you gave me 13. That's a freebie.
Boom, boom. Tch.
Very good. I like that. Alana's got no interest in bees. I know that.
Oh, I do actually.
Doesn't like
it
any of my videos.
No.
It's because one time I didn't ask you a question after you showed me something. Now you've taken it to heart.
She's never
He puts things in the chat. Not for you, Alana. This is just for Gary. You won't care about this.
When I'm handing out the jars of honey, she'll then take it.
Then I'll be crying. Oh, is that Robin?
No doubt. Did we miss a little voice message from Kevdo Mac? Did he send something?
We did. It's about your bee chat earlier on.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry. I went in too deep with the bee chat.
Well, he seemed to like it, Kevdo.
Kevdo, hello, morning. Kevdo.
Morning, pure belters. Robin, you need to get a few wee videos up of these bees. I'm quite intrigued about this.
Oh, right.
I need to see this. Alana, you sometimes don't really sound impressed. I mean, that wee huff when Robin said it was going to split the bees.
Yeah. Is it that obvious?
Yeah. You should make like a TikTok account and you just make TikToks of you talking about the bees and showing every day. Like Robin Galloway could be the name on it. And you're like, hey guys, Robin Galloway here. Got my beehive. And then start showing like some tips and tricks you've learned over the years of being a beekeeper.
Well, I'm on Instagram. I'm DJ Robin Galloway. It would be BJ Robin Galloway. Now, I'm unfamiliar with this game because I haven't played before. How does it work?
So I have three songs and I have the lyrics of the songs and I am going to talk you through the lyrics and you have to try and guess what the song is.
Right, so you're not going to sing?
I'm not going to sing it,
you're just going to say it.
It's quite difficult, by the way.
Yes, because apparently I do it in a very monotone.
Very monotone, yes.
Okay, let's have a listen. Song number one.
Okay. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you go on.
My heart will go on, Celine Dion.
Well done.
Isn't that right?
I was doing like a dance version in my head. Every night in my dreams. That's where I was going with that.
Did you just check that answer?
Yeah, check it.
Well done.
That was very easy.
Yeah, it was that easy.
I thought it was.
It's going to be a fast game then.
I tried to do McCullough yesterday and he did get that one straight away.
Okay.
Song number two.
Yeah.
I'm busy throwing hints that he keeps missing. Don't have to think about it. I want a kiss and everything around it, but he's too distant. I want to feel his body. I can't resist it.
This is like he's reading a problem page in the Sun.
I know my hidden looks, it can be deceiving.
Wait.
Oh.
But how obvious should a girl be?
Oh, what is that song?
I was taken by the early conversation piece. And
I can't speak French, but let funky music do the talking. Girls Aloud, don't speak French.
No.
Oh, damn it.
You cannot guess.
Keep going.
No. Okay.
Or does he keep going till we get it?
He's
got the entire song's lyrics.
Patiently for him to come and get it. This is getting very obvious at this point, but I wonder if he knows that he can say it.
Does he get to the chorus?
And I'm with it. I can go to the chorus.
Go to the chorus,
he needs to go to the chorus.
If you're ready for me, boy.
If you're ready for me, boy. It's the Sugar Babes.
Push the button. Yeah!
Oh!
That was so annoying. It was so familiar, that song, but I couldn't work it out.
Did we get that?
No, I don't think we did, unfortunately.
Because I got to the chorus.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Final song.
Yeah.
This one's a bit harder, maybe.
Never heard someone read push the button out like that before in my life.
Streets like a jungle. So call the police. Following the herd down to Greece on holiday. Love in the 90s.
It's not Holiday by Madonna.
No, it's not. Is paranoid. On sunny beaches, take your chances. This is getting now to the chorus bit
right,
here.
Okay.
looking for girls who want boys.
Girls who want boys.
Duran Duran. No, it's Blur.
Blur,
isn't it?
Yeah. Blur.
There. Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were going to get that one, to be fair. I thought maybe that was a bit...
It's a really difficult game.
It's the way you do it, though, isn't it?
The good thing is sometimes...
It's like no rhyme, no song, nothing at all.
I forget the tune of the song as well by like when I come to do it, so I don't even fall into it accidentally. So I just read it like it's...
Quite like the speech. Game, though. It's okay.
Is that
yeah,
a good
one? We could do better. Maybe the next time we play this, we should get a listener on. And see if they
help.
Can help.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we struggled on that quite a bit.
Start googling the lyrics?
That's fine. Okay. As long as we win.
That's true. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Robin Galloway takes on a podcast season 2. If this gets a third season, I'm off.
Pure Radio.
You're listening to Robin Galloway takes on a podcast, episode 41. Here's the bit in the middle now. And over to you, intern Gary.
Yes, Alana just said she doesn't know if that's going to fly or flop.
Yeah, I'm not taking nothing to do with
quite
this.
Quite possibly
whatsoever.
Flop. Yes.
So this is, have you guys seen on Twitter, Fesshole? It's a Twitter account.
Sounds a bit dodge.
It's a Twitter account where people share their confessions. It's all anonymous that they're too embarrassed to share on their own Twitter account. And I've been looking through some of them. Quite disgusting, but fairly insane as well.
Oh,
I'd like to hear some of them.
Well, we've got any choice, have we?
Okay. Nothing else to do here, so why not?
We've spoke a lot about arseholes so far in the podcast.
If you don't do Fesshole, then there's going to be a massive hole in the podcast.
So this is someone who said, my boyfriend never wipes his arsehole after having a shit.
Oh, gosh.
No.
And instead just washes himself in the shower at the end of the day. Can't call him out for it after more than 5 years. I'm packing my bags to leave tonight for this reason alone.
Well, what? She's the idiot as well. Imagine putting up with that. Imagine putting up with that shite.
But what I don't understand is how do you have that conversation? At what point did they sit down and he decided to tell her that?
Hopefully they didn't sit down.
No, just stay standing, honestly. You don't want him sitting down, not on the good sofa.
Oh, my God.
Okay, confession number two.
Okay, that's
two. Can be any worse.
My boyfriend came...
Oh, no.
My boyfriend came home really late one night, front tooth broken and a black eye. He told me...
I don't know what he's going to say.
He told me he was giving a prostitute a piggyback and she fell and they crashed into the ground. He assures me there was no sex involved. It's such a ridiculous story, I've chosen to believe.
Oh, Jesus. Is this the same guy that doesn't wipe his arse?
I hope not.
Because she sounds an absolute fool.
You wouldn't want a piggyback off of him anyway.
No, certainly not. Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
A lot of these are shit related, so I don't want you to.
Yeah,
too
can
many.
We just stay away from the shit?
One more.
Okay, this one here is very tame. We all do this.
Do we?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I was actually in the wrong window. That's not the right one. If I hear a knock in the neighbour's door for a parcel and they're knocking my door, I don't answer it because I know it's not for me. I don't think that's a bad confession. I think everyone does that.
I think that's fair enough.
I don't answer
the door.
No.
I can't be bothered unless I know I have a parcel being delivered.
I don't answer the door and I don't answer the phone. Unless I know who it is. Okay, well, I don't think we'll be doing Fessbot again.
I don't think so either.
There's quite a few.
I actually feel a little bit sick.
One guy shot in a Pringles can.
Too much.
In what context? Was it by choice?
Festival.
Or did he just feel like it?
You were at a festival.
It's a good way to stop someone from stealing your crisps.
Oh, shite and vinegar. All right, back to the podcast.
Alana Onana.
Oh, what's the drama? Ooh, Alana Onana.
So Alana has given up making sound effects with her mouth and nose.
Yeah, I've decided I'm not any good at it. It's all of this week. I'm just going to make a sound effect together.
Fair enough. Shall we have a listen to the sound effect? So we've got to guess what the topical news story is. Play along at home, in the car, wherever you are. Here we go. It's the coronation of King Charles. It's happening on Saturday.
Well, yes. Can you listen to the rest of the clip, please? I took a lot of time to make it.
Oh, wow.
It's supposed to rain on the coronation.
Yes, close.
In something,
but can you
settling.
Guess the specific?
So the carriage,
the barbecue.
Intern Gary got it.
Oh, all right,
they actually have a barbecue for a coronation.
So no, they're not having a barbecue. No. The royal family.
Can you imagine that? That'd be great.
King Charles is flipping the burgers.
I've never had pork chop
with a crown.
Are these from Iceland?
No, basically, a lot of people in Scotland have planned to have street parties, coronation, barbecues. According to the news, yes. And they're going to be very upset because this weekend it's expected to rain for the long weekend. And if you're having a barbecue, it could potentially rain. And no one wants to have a barbecue in the rain.
It's a weekend washout, I believe.
Do you know, I didn't realise, apparently in Scotland you have to apply for a permit if you'd like to have a street party.
Oh,
and anyone caught having a street party without a permit will receive a fine.
All right.
It's not very party-themed.
Are there any Tory councils left in Scotland? They'll be all right. Yeah, you're fine. On you go, pal.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Yes, it's still going. You're the one listening. No, me. I'm just pre-recorded. Pre-recorded. Recorded. Pre-recorded.
Pure video. Is it the Bin Larry boys? Is it Gary? Gary for the Bin Larry. Is he? A little message come through.
Yeah, he sent through a little voice note.
Oh, right. Okay. So, hi, Gary. Morning.
Good morning, Fibonacci Dundee. It's a wee bit under the weather and subdued Gary on the Larry the cold, but we've got our driver.
Ready, steady, Freddy.
Oh, yes. We'll crack on. Anyway, we had a belter on Monday. Yeah. We had our interim driver, Yahoo Stu. He set the wheel on fire and that Larry's gubbed, so we got an R Larry. Anyway, we'll crack on. Hey, a great day, folks, and geezer!
Even when he's not feeling that well, he still sounds brilliant.
He's the best. He brightens up the nation.
He does.
There's a picture of the fire extinguisher being used to put out the fire of the wheel.
Love he's to know how that happened.
I think probably a brake issue. Brakes overheating.
That
classic.
Can happen.
Yeah.
Classic.
If it's a quiet news day for the Dundee Courier, which is also part of the DC Thompson group of companies, like Pure Radio, that's front page news, I'd say.
Ben Larry setting fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like to think they actually just took a lighter and set it on fire.
I don't think they did. I don't think you should really say that because you don't want them being suspended.
But that would be a funnier story
for the Dundee Council failing.
The thing is, when it comes to newspapers, you've got to think of a funny pun, don't you, for the headline? What could that be?
What would it be?
Something like something to do with, that's rubbish, or, you know, it's got to be something fun like this.
And you think you've had a rubbish day?
Yeah.
You think of anything, Larry?
Been tired.
Tired, good.
Lunch.
Yeah.
This is why we don't work for newspapers.
No. They come up with some good ones sometimes.
They do.
None of which we're managing to hit today, unfortunately.
It's tricky again. I think a Bin Larry that goes on fire on the wheel.
So who was it that set the wheel on fire? Yahoo Stu.
Who's then turn?
Yahoo Stu's day turns to poo as Bin Larry Gary.
It's not working for me, I'm not going to lie.
If anybody can help.
Sets fire to the brake shoe.
Okay, let's just stop.
Oh, that's right.
What was that?
Brake shoe, that's
the brake
good.
Shoe, yeah. That's what it's called with the brakes in.
See, I feel like you would only understand that if you were really technical and...
Yahoo Stu
lorries.
Sets fire. How about Bin Larry?
Bin Larry wheel on fire.
That's the one, Gary.
That's the one.
We got it.
Thanks, Gary. Well done. Benny Berry loving it as well. Benny.
What tune? Keeps me happy with me, the boy officially handed tune in Scotland.
You can still hear the windscreen wipers.
I love that we can't hear the song, but we can hear the window wipers.
Yeah.
Benny, I'm being completely honest with you. I know this happened when I was away. There is no way that I would just refuse to get in that van, man. Honestly, that van, man.
Uh-huh.
I would refuse to get in that van. You need to go to HR, health and safety, and you can't break them off because it always rains in Scotland. But the fact your windscreen wipers go all the time, that would drive me insane.
See the noise? Can you not just oil the windscreen? Oil the windscreen.
But then you couldn't see out. No, don't ever try that.
No. Just a wee bit. Just on the blade so it's...
No, it just needs to be fixed. Is this the only van that the company has?
Technically, HR could say, listen, they work. It's not as if they don't work.
Nah.
So technically, it's not a problem. The problem would be if they didn't work to wash off the rain. But they just work all the time.
In this woke day and age, there would be so many excuses you could get for not getting in that van.
Swap.
I need to have a well-being month because I've been hypnotised by that noise.
But it doesn't take much for you, Robin, to need a well-being month. Because of some wipers?
Yes. Just swap out the screen wash or use a lot of screen wash just to keep the windscreen lubricated.
No, guys, you're missing the point. I'm making a serious point here. I cannot believe that poor man.
You're clearly very upset about
has
this.
Has to suffer that.
The noise, it gets on my nerves a wee bit just with the voice notes. No offence to Benny, it's not your fault.
No, I like his voice notes, they're great.
It's if I was in that van for 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day, no way.
Benny sent through a little voice. Yeah. No, I've not checked it, but
it could be anything.
This could be in response to this conversation.
He could take this really badly, and I'm for him.
Yeah.
100%, I'm for him. Hang on, let me just...
Robin, let's get in next week. That's really noisy because I'm slowing down there.
Oh, it's in next week.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. So no be long. But you can't hear the tune because I'm on the app. So when you go to record,
unbelievable.
A message, it's not playing the tune. So bye, you're listening to
the tune. Oh, my gosh. Benny must be the only person that walks outside and is raging that it's a dry day in Scotland.
Yes.
Why is it not raining?
He's checking. He's been emailing Sean Batty. When's it going to rain again?
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Next week, Alana Square goes Robin. She has finally had enough. Round one.
Turn her on, Alana, please.
Pure Radio.
Hello.
Hello, it's Mrs. Smith here, please.
Yes, speaking.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Smith. Good morning. It's Mr. Archibald here calling about the floorboards.
No, they've been done.
I know, but get them redone. It's about the nail fatigue.
What about it?
These nails, we've discovered nail fatigue in them.
You're joking me. You're not telling me I've got to lift all this stuff again.
The whole thing's got to come up and be redone.
You're kidding.
Every individual board has got to be redone with the new steel nails.
I don't believe this. Excuse the language. I'm fed up with workmen that don't know what they're doing.
Hold on just a sec. I've got Mrs. Smith on the line just now.
Aye, where are we going, Rune?
Well, we're supposed to be going around on Thursday, but the lady's out. Now, they nails. Just explaining just now about the nails and that they're snapping and cracking.
Oh, the nails are mince. New nails.
Aye.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I've just put these carpets down about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm sorry. I'm not prepared to lift all this again.
We'll give you a wee bit of time. We could come round in the afternoon, you know, leave it till lunchtime.
You're joking?
No.
No, I'm sorry. This week's no suitable. I've got to have all this stuff lifted for you coming.
I mean, it's a wee bit inconsiderate of you as a householder to tell us that you're not ready for us. I mean,
Excuse me. We've been sitting waiting and council workers coming to my friend across the road to put up scaffolding for months.
Scaffolding's no our department.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to explain how it's great when it suits you and when we're looking for something, it's taking years to do things. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm trying to say to you?
Well, you see, I do understand that, Mrs. Smith, I do. But if you were walking across the floor one day and one of the nails snapped and pinged and hit somebody, and you'd be quick to sue us, wouldn't you?
No, I saw the man put them down. They're no big spears.
You're telling me now you're an expert on nails?
No, I'm not telling you. I'm expert at telling people that they're not doing their jobs right. It's not suiting me to come and upheave it on my house again.
It suits us to be in there on Thursday.
Well, it's not suiting me, I hate to tell you. I've got to lift all this furniture. You must be joking at short notice like this.
We've managed also on top of this. We didn't charge you the last time. There's only going to be a 10% add-on charge this time.
Talking about?
A 10% charge for the flooring, which is only going to come to £150, which I don't think is too much to ask for a job and a job well done.
Excuse me, why should I be paying for this?
Because it was substandard workmanship.
What are you talking about? What do I have to pay? I'm like a council house, I'm on benefits. You talking about?
I know that, but it's a contribution from the tenant.
No, I'm going to hang up now, okay?
Well, everybody else that we've spoken to has been perfectly helpful.
Well, you wait till I go on to my daughter about this.
Your daughter, Aileen?
Why you mentioned my daughter, Aileen?
Well, I was going to suggest that she could come round and help you.
Are you?
It's Robin Galloway. You're on Pure Radio. This is the Pure Wind Up.
You are joking me.
I'm afraid I'm not.
You are winding me up.
I am winding you up, yes.
Well, how? I don't believe this. Oh my God, just wait. I don't believe it.
It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff. It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff.
What?
It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff.
We're going outside now to deep fry coronation chicken with intern Gary and Alana. Hello, guys.
Good morning. Hello. It's looking good.
That's excellent news. Hello, intern Gary. Are you all right there?
Yep. I've got it all battered. It's nicely in the batter and it's ready to go in the fryer. fryer's looking nice and hot. Tesco coronation chicken sandwich from the meal deal.
Yeah.
I got some crisps and some Lucozade with it as well.
Right, okay.
But they're not going in the fryer today, obviously.
Drop that into the hot oil as soon as you can. Hopefully it's not going to fall apart.
Okay, it's holding really, really well, actually. It's not falling apart.
A quick listen.
And it's frying. Yeah, it's going well. I think because it's bread, it just takes to the batter and fries really easily.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it sits in the bowl, the batter doesn't really stick properly to the bottom of the sandwich, so I can see some bread exposed, will go very oily. But, yeah, that's just something you have to deal with when you're deep frying sandwiches.
You don't want exposed bread. It's never good.
It's illegal, I think.
I think so.
Now, of course, intern Gary knows what he's doing. He was Domino's trained.
We didn't really deep fry sandwiches in Domino's, but I still know my way about a kitchen.
Very good.
This isn't really a kitchen. This is just a fryer outside on a balcony.
Very
true. It's a sorry excuse for a kitchen.
Very true. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get that, 3 minutes, maybe four?
Think a few more minutes. It's taken well, but it's still quite pale, the batter. We want it to go nice and golden brown and crispy.
Okay, guys, we'll see you back in here very soon, and we'll be marking this out of 10.
We're frying random stuff.
Deep Fat Friday. We're doing Charlie's Coronation Chicken today. It's come back in. It's been deep fried. It looks very good, by the way. Intern Gary, you are first, I think, today.
It smells like a samosa.
Right, so if you like samosas, you might like this then.
Yeah, I do quite like samosas.
Dig in.
Okay. All right, so we're going in. It looks great. Oh, there's no crunch there at all.
It's very soft.
Very soft.
Oh.
Could have been deep fried for a bit longer, maybe.
That's actually quite nice, yeah. It's like a...
Oh.
No, it's raisins? Like a samosa.
Are you talking about the sandwich with coronation chicken, or are you talking about the fact that it's deep fried? What do you like?
You like the whole thing?
That tastes like a samosa.
Okay. Okay, so...
And I like samosas.
Right. Good to hear that. Here is Alana. Okay, careful now. Oh, a bit more crunch there now, you see. Because Alana's got her own teeth, intern Gary.
Whose teeth are mine?
You're borrowing them from a friend.
That is quite nice, actually.
Good.
I can see where you're going with the samosa reference.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Deep fry just makes it a little bit crispier. Yeah. I do like a coronation sandwich anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, I'm expecting high marks here out of 10. What are you going for, intern Gary?
I'm going to crown that.
Very good.
9 out of 10.
A 9 out of 10?
Yeah, that was superb.
That's a lot. Don't know if Alana's going to go
I
as
think
high.
I'm going to give it maybe a 7 out of 10. I think it was really good. It fried well. It tastes good, but I don't try it and go, oh my gosh, that's amazing. It's just, it's quite nice. It's all right.
I think you're erring on the side of caution.
Hey,
there.
Wow, any more?
Hopefully not.
The king.
That was good. Okay, have a look at our socials at Pure Radio Scott for Charlie's deep fried coronation chicken sandwich.
Is this going to be in a recipe book for the coronation?
Yeah.
Coronation recipes.
Mary Berry's already been on.